السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again in this majlis of zikr, we repeat the medication that is required to give us that himmat and courage to make amal on the knowledge that we already have of lots of things. That is what the purpose of this majlis of zikr is on Thursday nights. That we have knowledge of a lots of things. There's so much of knowledge, as I always say, there's an explosion of knowledge now with the internet, with the amount of publications. Most of the publications are not even read. They are just put on the masjid shelves. People take it, they read one or two articles here or there, and after that it's burnt or put away. That is the condition. Nevertheless, but as far as the knowledge itself is concerned, there is plenty of knowledge that's around in our country. There may be other places where people don't even have knowledge of the basics in certain places, certain areas, certain remote villages, where even the basic Islamic knowledge is not available. They don't have the facilities that we have here of our madaris, masajid, khanqahs, publications and all those kind of things. One person wrote to me from our country. He says that, Maulana, I heard that you are a very pious person and your du'as are most accepted. Some friends have informed me of that. I live in a certain city. I'm in serious financial problems. If only you can help and assist me with some lotto numbers, that all my financial problems will be. This is the truth I'm telling you. So some people don't even have the knowledge of the basic Islamic essential. You must now give lotto numbers. Any case, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His fazal, His ihsan, that He gave us the knowledge of the basic teachings of Islam. But as far as the amal is concerned, then that is where after Ramadan again, everybody seems to be complaining that that enthusiasm is not there, that zeal is not there, that interest is no more there. There's a weakening in our amal. There is a lack and deficiency in the kafiyat and ibadat that we are making. So it's quite obvious that the month of Ramadan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chained the shayateen. The big, big devils were all chained up. We only had to contend with our nafs. And as soon as the moon is sighted, all the shayateen are out. So if a person made the correct effort in the month of Ramadan and developed within himself that kind of taqwa that is required by fasting, by taraweeh, by zikr, by tilawat, and by all the other exercises that we did, if a person had built up that level of taqwa, then he wouldn't have found it difficult. Definitely there are challenges that we have to meet, but we can't say that after that it has become impossible to do anything. It's not impossible. We'll say that now you have to fight nafs and shaitan. But if the person has become strong now, then he can flatten anybody. If a person over a period of time has been exercising, he has been jumping, skipping, running, building up his muscles and eating plenty of chicken and fish and eggs and everything else, and now he's gone like a big tough wrestler. So then he's not going to fright for any ordinary person. He's going to flatten him because he has built himself up, he has made the correct effort. But the person who hasn't done that and wants to go into the ring, then he will be flattened. So the month of Ramadan, that is what we were doing, so that we get built up in the levels of Iman and Taqwa. Now after that, there's definitely not going to be that same zeal, enthusiasm, etc. in Ramadan. That is a miracle, of living miracle of Islam. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is a miracle living of Islam, a miracle teaching of Islam. Throughout the world you find as soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted, there is a kind of filling up of masajid and tilawat of the Quran Sharif and everything starts. And towards the end, again you find the same enthusiasm. So there is nothing to lose hope as long as the person is resisting those temptations, restraining himself from those temptations. I have given this example before, but I was discussing one friend a little while ago after Maghrib Salat. So it came to mind again. That if a person is feeling cold and is sitting by a heater, it's very cold, so you've got the heater on and you're sitting there, so you'll gain the warmth. But now you can't tie the heater to your back and go outside now because it's cold outside. Can a person tie that heater now on his back because outside is very cold? Because then he and the heater will become candidates of some Qabristan. So he can't tie the heater and go outside. What must he do now? That whilst he was inside, then he should have insulated himself well before going outside. He needs a good jacket, he needs good socks, he needs good scarf, woolen hat if it's freezing. He needs all that. And also if he had some nice hot soup, and in Ramadan they give plenty of halim too. So if he had all that and now he goes outside, then he's not going to feel cold because he's insulated himself. So we all talk about that insulation. So that is the insulation that is required. And what is that insulation? That is the same. Zikrullah, tilawat, ibadat, dua, istighfar, tawbah. All that is that insulation now. So that when we go outside, whether the cold breezes or the cold breeze of sins or the hot breeze of sins is blowing, depending on what the condition is, so we have sufficiently insulated ourselves against that. That is what the purpose was. And that will go with the person anyway after that. He can go anywhere. He can be down on the ground, he can be in the aeroplane, he can be in Makkah Sharif, he can be in China, he can be anywhere. If he has insulated himself well, then those breeze of sins is not going to affect him. That cold breeze, no matter how cold it is not going to affect him because he's insulated himself. But the person who did not do that, he did not make that preparation. So then he's going to be affected when he's going to go outside. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Irrespective of where I am, so many times you've heard this. Whether I'm on the ground or I'm in the air, my taqwa must remain salamat. Now if that person hasn't developed the taqwa, then he's going to have a problem everywhere. But even people of taqwa are still going to be tested till the dying day. They're not going to be now left alone, that finish, you've made a lot of preparation, now you can go and rest. Till the dying day, shaitan is not going to leave anybody. Whether it's in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, or any part of the world. In fact, in Mubarak places, shaitan tempts even more in those Mubarak places. So there's nothing wrong with that. If the thoughts came, there's nothing wrong. In the month of Ramadan, a person was fasting, And then on the dastarkhan, now before iftar, there was a lot of items that had been put there. There was custard, samosas, haleem, ice cream and everything. Now the thought is coming into his mind of eating. He wants to eat. Just the thought is coming. I wish I could have had this. I wish I could have had that. So will that break his fast? He's not going to break his fast. Just the thought coming into his mind doesn't break the fast. So like that, if the thought just came, finish, ignore it and carry on with life, why worry about those thoughts? So after Ramadan, definitely there's a little more challenge, there's a little more struggle, but after that, the rewards are also tremendous, tremendous. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at a time of fitan that we are living in now, the people who make amal, the people who adopt in taqwa in their lives, in other words, they make amal on the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, practice on the sunnahs, stay away from haram, I'm just giving you explanation. Then they get the reward and sawab of 50 sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 50 people of their time or our time? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, 50 people of your time. That means Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, all the great, great companions, says 50 of y'all, what amal y'all do, they will get the sawab. That kind of sawab. Now, first of all, their amal was with great ikhlas. In their amal, there was no question of any kind of riya and show business as we have. Complete ikhlas, sincerity. Then again, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, whom Allah ta'ala declared radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Then all the fazail of this, some was a Badri sahabi, that means he took part in the battle of Badr, somebody took part in the battle of Uhud, somebody took part in the battle of Trench, somebody was in Fatah Makkah, somebody was in Sulh Hudaybiyah time. All these type of sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Now Allah ta'ala, look at his fazal, his kindness, his ihsan, his generosity, his magnet, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy on the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that because of all the fitnas that we are living in, the time of fitnas, that you turn right this fitna, left is fitna, in front of you is fitna, you look behind you is fitna, and pouring from the satellites above you is fitnas. And now underground also there's so much of cables of fitnas. So all sides there's nothing but fitnas. Now at such a time, definitely the challenge is greater. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also made things easier, that you do little but you get great, great rewards. But something has to be done. How are we going to get those rewards if we're not going to do anything? So there's nothing to lose hope. This is what I'm saying, my dear young friends, there's nothing to lose hope. Have hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Great hope. But let not that hope take to sins. That is the thing. Have great hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. But that great hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy must not take the person to sins. That's all. We say we must have great hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Mustn't talk about Jahannam. Mustn't talk about azab of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. Therefore we must carry on with our sinful lifestyles. So that is not the meaning of having hope in Allah Ta'ala. The farmer does not say, I've got great hope of a nice good crop, and I will make tons of money from the tons of produce that I will get. He doesn't say that. Without plowing the land, without planting some seeds, and without nurturing it, and without keeping it protected from the hailstones, and animals and creatures and insects, he does all that effort. And then he has great hope that Allah Ta'ala will now cause the crops to grow. But he hasn't done anything. Dry land, completely dry land. And now on that dry land, he stands there, anybody goes past, he says, what's happening? He says, now I'm waiting for a nice, beautiful crop of wheat, barley, and I'll make tons of money. He says, but nothing seems to have been plowed here, nothing planted here. He says, well, I've got great hope it will grow. Will it grow? That's the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, he can grow if he wants to. But in this world, we say it's a world of means, so we must adopt the right means. So therefore, in the month of Ramadan, definitely that shield was there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat had engulfed the whole universe. And there was a protection for the people from lots of sins because of shayateen being imprisoned, the big shaitan. He only had to contend with his nafs. So now if they are released, there is going to be some challenge. The greater the challenge, the greater the rewards. But the person must not purposely put himself into those areas of sins and then say, I can't restrain. So this is something that we have to keep in mind, that Islam is not just namaz, not only roza, not only zakat, it is our aqaid, our muamlat, our muasharat, our ibadat and everything. If there's a tree, then what is a tree? Can a tree stand without a root? If there's no root going into the ground, can we make the tree stand in fresh air? So there has to be some deep root. The bigger the tree, the deeper the root required. The stronger the root required. So that is that iman. But then after that, we don't call that a tree if there's nothing after that. It must grow and must have some branches. Now we're talking about a perfect tree. If it's a fruit tree, so then now it must have some branches. Now those branches also is not sufficient. Now it's a fruit tree. The person plants a mango seed and his fruit tree grows. Mango tree grows. But what happens is that after it grows a certain height, then after there are no branches. So will we call that a mango tree? We will say the root is of a mango tree, but we won't call that a perfect mango tree. After that it requires branches. Now there's plenty of branches, right? Plenty of branches, and the tree has gone quite high too. And it's only giving shade, nothing else. Okay, that mango tree now is only giving shade. Will we say that's a perfect mango tree? We'll say it's giving shade, alhamdulillah, there is something there. That means the person, now those branches, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, are those branches. So now those branches are giving some shade, but that's not sufficient, that's not a perfect mango tree. Now after that it has to bear fruit. Now when it's going to bear fruit, we will say now that is the mango tree. Perfect. The better the mangoes, the bigger the mangoes, the sweeter the mangoes, we'll say the better the fruit, the tree. So like that now all those akhlaq, his muamlat, his muashara, that means his dealings, his etiquette, his moral, his behavior, his akhlaq and all those things now that is going to be the fruits. And people recognize the tree by the fruits. How good is the tree depends on the taste of the fruit of the tree. If there's no fruit there, and there's no taste, or there's no taste in that fruit, then we'll say that there's some deficiency, some weakness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of iman, that kind of iman, that there is fruit in that tree of iman of ours, that we are bearing fruit. Now each and every one of us can see our own lives, make an x-ray of our own lives, that after so many majalis, after so many programs, after so many going out in tabligh and dawat, after so much of going to some khanqa and mashayikh, and after all the tilawat of the Quran Sharif and zikrullah, now how much of fruit has our tree produced? How much of fruit? Or is the weakness exactly the same as it was before Ramadan? May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the amal, the tawfiq of amal. Wallah, if every person just practices on a percentage of Islamic teaching, we'll have peace, sukoon, happiness. Just a percentage. But nobody wants to really take it seriously. We're not taking it seriously. We take it casually. Everything, like how we have everything casual in our lives, deen is also now something that's casual. Ji mein aaya to namaz padh li, ji mein nahi aaya to nahi padh li. Everything go by our ji, our heart, what it tells us. If the heart is in it, then we do it. If the heart is not in it, then we don't do anything. So that is the whole purpose of this majalis here, or this programs here, to give that himmat, that courage. And alhamdulillah, those people who are getting the himmat and making the amal, and make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We get so much of letters, so much of SMS, so much of mail in which they talk about some kind of himmat and courage that came, and they gave up so much of different kinds of sins. So they must increase the shukr over that. And don't be content and say, well, now sufficient has been done. There's no need for anything more. Because we want the best in everything. We want best in car, best in home, best in clothes. So let us do the best when it comes to our a'mal also. Ay mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu. Tonight it is raining too. The people have come from far, they want to get back. So we'll stop here and start with Zikrullah. Ay mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu qalb tapa mein deedae tar mein tu hi tu mere liye to bahro bar mein tu hi tu kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah ae mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ae mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو سب تو ہو بار my beloved Allah before my gaze and my sight must be just you no one else just you after that our love for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم because Allah تعالیٰ has said نبی علیہ السلام Allah تعالیٰ sent him as خاتم النبیین رحمت للعالمین Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without his love, without his muhabbat, without his ita'at, we cannot be even true Muslims. All that, our gaze must be that what is Allah ta'ala's hukam? Then we will love our parents, we will love our children, we will love our businesses also to a certain extent. We will love whatever Allah ta'ala has blessed us as his gifts. But Allah ta'ala is going to be before our gaze all the time. What is his hukam? What is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hukam? That's so simple. Life is simple. Sab to ho bahar. Everything else outside. Inside the heart is reserved for that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Now in that heart, the muhabbat of wealth will come, the muhabbat of children will come, the muhabbat of parents will come. But it will be based on that love of Allah Ta'ala. That means if Allah Ta'ala's hukam is something else, and the love of those children and families, or the desires of the family and the children and everyone else is something else, then we will obey Allah Ta'ala. That's all. Irrespective of how much we can get through that will which is un-Islamic, even if we can millions or billions, we will say it is un-Islamic will, so I am not prepared to take the azab of Allah Ta'ala and the anger of Allah Ta'ala and the punishment in the akhirat and even in this world, so therefore I will let go my share according to that un-Islamic will. That is what we are talking about. But it doesn't happen like that. When we see big amount of zeros after the one, or after some other number, then finish. Our saliva starts dripping from the mouth.
Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu qalb tapa mein deedae tar mein tu hi tu میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو.
Whether I'm on the ocean on some ship or whether I'm in land, whether I'm in the air, wherever I may be, O Allah, before my gaze is only you. And believe me, that makes life so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, that we have to please just one. How easy life becomes. How many people are we going to try and please? We will please the parents, we will please the wife, we will please the children, we will please everybody, but because it is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, that means within the parameters of Sharia. So we are pleasing one Allah Ta'ala. Through all that we are pleasing one Allah Ta'ala. We are not pleasing million deities or anything like that. Just one Allah Ta'ala. So how easy life becomes. If there is something that's again Sharia, somebody wants us to do, then we say, Jazakallah. I'm not interested in that. Finish. Because I have to please my one Allah. Finish. End of the story. They will be upset, they'll be annoyed, they'll be unhappy. No problem. As long as my one Allah is happy. How simple. As long as my one Allah is happy. Will they help us in the grave? Will they help us in the akhirat? Will they send us something on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala's azab, will they say that we'll also share it with you? So how simple and easy. Please one Allah Ta'ala and draw from His treasures, unlimited treasures. Allah Ta'ala has got unlimited treasures. Therefore He says, kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, la kaho manzar peshe nigah. Outside can be so much of attraction, so much of distraction, so much of glitter, so much of glamour. There can be rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres and dancing and singing and all kinds of enjoyment and fun and pleasure that's taking place in all the haram establishments. And this person's heart also is, shaitan is whispering that enjoy yourself. The person says, no, I please my one Allah. La kaho manzar peshe nigah, but I please my one Allah. Then see what Allah Ta'ala gives. You think Allah Ta'ala is short of putting pleasure into the heart of a person? It all comes from Him. Otherwise the lives are becoming miserable, miserable, miserable. Outside it can be plentiful, but inside the hearts it's becoming a restless world. So either we have everything and still have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or we have absolutely nothing, but we have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we got everything. But if the person has got everything and doesn't have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then he's got nothing.
Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar, dil ke andar, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. قلب تپا میں دید تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و ضیاء میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھوں منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 اللہ. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو.
Oh my Allah, more beloved than my life be you. Tu hi tu ha tu hi tu. Jis ke liye hai sab kuch gawara. Whatever test, trials, difficulties a person has to face in upholding the principles of Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, he says, I'm prepared to do that because my Allah, you are the most beloved to me. So what a person will not do for the sake of his beloved.
دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. میری ناو کا کیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو.
دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. او اللہ, who else can be my support, who else will be mine in both worlds, it's no one but you. My life is in your control, my health, my wealth, everything that I own and possess, the earth on which I walk, the heavens and the earth, everything is in your control. So my support of both was tu hi tu ha tu hi tu. Allah Ta'ala must give us the haqiqat of it, the reality of it. It must not be on our tongues, it must be in our hearts. And then believe me, how a person, when he's got the king on his side, he talks so much, I've got contact with the king. King of Syria, king of Saudi Arabia, king of Jordan, king of this. If somebody just has a contact with him, they will talk and talk and talk. Till, as they say, the cows go home about that contact. Nothing wrong if they got some contact and it's a, some kind of friendship. What is wrong with that? Nothing wrong. But to think that now because you got there, you got the whole world. They themselves are muhtaj and dependent 100% of the time on Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, he says, Dono jahan mein mera sahara, tu hi tu haan tu hi.
کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. الله 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 Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most Forgiving Allah, Most Compassionate, Most Loving, Most Caring Allah. Oh My Most Beneficent, Most Merciful Allah. Oh My Most Generous, Most Kind, Most Tolerant Allah. We have raised our begging bowls before you. My Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the month of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, no shortages come in your treasures of forgiveness, mercy, kindness, tolerance. We may have increased in our sins and our disobedience, but my beloved Allah, your rahmat and your mercy and forgiveness is still unlimited. From your unlimited bounties, from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness, forgive us. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the sins, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. If our sins are more than the breath of all mankind, what they inhale and what they exhale. My beloved Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands after the majlis of zikr. اے میرے اللہ، اگر آپ نے معاف کر دیا تو ہمارا کام بن گیا. If you have to forgive us, we will be successful. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, then it's going to be destruction, destruction, destruction. My beloved Allah, such a large congregation of young friends of mine, for whom there's so much of temptation in the vicious world that we are living. But they have raised their begging bowls, making tawbah for their sins, and begging of your mercy. Ya Allah, with the tears of their tawbah, forgive each and every one of us. We whose hair has gone white in sins and disobedience. Mere Allah, ab to raham kar le. Make a decision for us tonight, by Allah. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly and unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind.
Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا.
My beloved Allah, where else can we go? Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them sattaya jariya for us. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما. مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. My beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick. Our hearts are diseased with pride, with malice, with greed, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make our nafs mutma'innah, my beloved Allah. Become pleased with us. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. My beloved Allah, in Sumatra, Indonesia, so many other parts of the world with the disasters, earthquakes, typhoons, flood waters, AIDS. My beloved Allah, what kind of disasters are striking. Remove the pain and suffering of every individual. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that it is because of our weakness, our sins, people around the globe are suffering. Give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah and making dua for them. Ya Allah, unki musibat ko, pareshani ko, takleef ko dur kar de. Wherever in the world, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. wherever mankind is suffering, my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain and suffering. Hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hamare aapas ke jagdo ko khatam farma de. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We are not going to take anything into the qabr except our kafan. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Only our kafan is going to wake up. And our actions and our deeds. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, popping drugs in our mouths, or wine, or brandy in our hands, or adultery, or fornication, or porn sites of the internet, or any kind of haram. No one knows, my Allah, no one knows when the angel of death will strike. Give us the realization, give us the realization, give us the realization. When the time for death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, you are pleased with us. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. My beloved Allah, with your fazal kindness, fulfill their good wishes, desires, aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, sicknesses, diseases, tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you with your fazl and kindness, remove the pain, suffering, diseases, sickness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are planning for hajj, make their hajj easy, maqbool. Remove the obstacles from their path. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible partners. And those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Innaka antat التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.